Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My life is a gift from you, blessed from heaven, that's for sure. So every day I live, give thanks to you. Oh, I haven't been perfect, and that's okay. And you still show love my way, yeah. Please don't leave me stay, 'cause I know the sun doesn't shine, the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle little star. And just like we have winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, because you never let me down. You've always been around. And my trust for you will never leave. It will never leave, because you know my destiny. So I believe. Oh, 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 oh. Every day my faith is stronger, knowing you're there, I hang on a little longer. Sometimes life gets a little hard, hey. Your times are tough, so hard to bear. I get weak sometimes, I feel you really don't care. But when I open my eyes and look out the window and see that the sun doesn't shine and the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle, little star, yeah. And just like we have a winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, 'cause you never let me down. You're always been around, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listening to the most powerful show for truth anywhere on planet Earth. You are now listening to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us this day and has granted us blessings, who has granted us peace, and who has granted us truth in the person of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide in these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, first of all, I want to say this. Brother, I am live on the air, brother, and you know that. This is, I mean, it has not changed. It's It's 10 o'clock Central Time. And the show starts at 10 o'clock. Come on now, brothers. All praise is due to Allah. As always, we like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites. Be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum. The name of the show is When the Curtain Falls, There Will Be No Encore. Brothers and sisters, you are watching storms wreak havoc all across the southern region of America. Yesterday, day before yesterday, you saw it all across the Midwest. Yes, we're under tornado watch right now. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. They said that the storm in our area, we would not get too many storms. We would get a lot of thunder. The thunder sounded like bombs exploding all night long. All night long, just shaking the house, rattling the houses. And this is a law. This is a law showing America that as you bomb other countries, I'm going to bomb you. This is a law showing America that as you mistreat my people, I'm going to show you the judgment live and in color for you. As you deploy your warships to Europe, your ABMs to Europe, to Africa, to Asia, and your pivots to the Middle East, and your pivots to South America, and your pivots to Africa and to Asia. I now pivot to North America. And all of your satellites, your ABM systems, your missiles, your weaponry, your warplanes, right, your bunkers, all of those have become useless because God has instructed his army, which are the forces of nature, to ride high and be deployed on American soil and to rattle her as she rattled others. As she's destroyed other cities, he is now destroying her cities. How in the hell can you fight an army like this? You can't do it. I was watching television earlier this morning. I've been watching it, checking out everything that's going on. Brothers and sisters, whole cities have been destroyed. And it brought back to mind what the messenger said in one of his lectures. He said, you're getting a taste of it right now. But soon, whole cities will be destroyed by the forces of nature. This is what the messenger said. And on television, on the Weather Channel, they were showing clips of areas. And I was just right before the show started. It was a woman. She said, we lost everything. We don't even have a toothbrush. She said it came out of nowhere and destroyed the entire city. These are the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, now being made manifest. We are in the middle of all of these storms, and in the midst of all of this, we are confident that our Lord can protect us, as Muhammad teaches us, and he promises us and assures us that even while the storms are going on, our God has power to protect and deliver us in the midst of his storms, that he is raining down judgment on this America. She must realize that all of her performance to being a superpower, threatening the nations, daring the nations by deploying her troops on her borders, this great play that she is showing to the world, as it comes to an end, when the curtain falls, there will be no encore. Allah is bringing America to her knees by degrees from which most of you all cannot perceive. She is so wicked. To give you an idea of how wicked she is, I stayed up a great majority of the night downloading and uploading clips for the show. right before the show started, when we put them in order, the order that we wanted them in. Most of them are scattered across the dashboard now. This happened within the last few minutes or hour or so. This is how wicked she is. See, she does not realize that this is the same judgment that Pharaoh went. As God gave Pharaoh orders, he was so arrogant. I'm going to do what I want to do. To hell with that God of Moses. I'm the God. So he thought. Till he bucked up against Allah in the person of Jehovah. Now today America, modern day Egypt, and modern day Pharaoh is bucking up against Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. And there is no winning against this God. As it was with Pharaoh and Jehovah, today it will be with Pharaoh and Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Only more terrible. Only more intense, because America is far more evil. She's far more trickier. She's greater in the science of tricknology and evil than Pharaoh in Egypt ever thought of. She has become the professor of deception and evil and wickedness, as she's destroying us through all types of weaponry and all types of tricks in the doctor's offices and the hospitals and under her police forces and the drugs that she has flooded our systems with, our communities with. She has divided the youth against the elders and vice versa. She's divided the youth against the youth, and she continues to promote her way of life through the culture. She has taken over the rap culture. It used to be a culture of black pride and black power. Now it's a culture of violence and glorifying sexism and money and materialism. She is promoting herself through that. So now God, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, is now going to bring the curtains down. And there will be no more encore. She will fall, brothers and sisters. She is falling. She won't escape this. We have an awesome God in our midst. She is wicked to the core, brothers and sisters. And so Allah is destroying her money system. He's destroying her friendship around the world. Not even her allies will go along with her. She used to be able to strong-arm them into whatever she wanted to do. And behind the scenes now, there's a lot of grumbling and backbiting of the sanctions that she wants to put and impose on other nations. Sanctions are an act of war. International charter. According to what is on the UN website and according to what they laid out by the General Assembly and passed by the Security Council, sanctions are an act of war only to be imposed by the United Nations. All right? But America sanctions that. She disregards the laws. She flaunts the laws. Doesn't that remind you of ancient Egypt and Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar in the time of Belshazzar and Babylon? Doesn't that remind you of that? The arrogance, look at what my hands have wrought. This is what they say. So I will sanction you. Let me tell you something. How would you feel like this is what a sanction is? You and your family live across the street from me. And we have a neighborhood full of our own kind, right? And I put guards up, or I tell everybody, if you want, everybody need what I have. If you want it, you can't deal with that person across the street right there. Matter of fact, you can't even give them nothing. We're going to put people watching them. They can't even come out of their own yard on the international streets. They can't even come out. Don't you see this? You'll say, what is the matter with that dude? He must be out of his mind. Going to tell me I can't come out on my front porch. I can't come out in my street. I can't trade with my neighbors. Then you'll go and confront him if you're a man. Right? This is America. She goes to other people's neighborhood and tells them, you can't do this with that person. You can't do that with that person. The sanctions are an act of war. And so now God is sanctioning America because he has declared war. Muhammad teaches us that on the coming of one Master Farad Muhammad, God declares war against America and this Anglo world. So now God is sanctioning America. With friends, she's losing them. She's becoming isolated. They did an article a few days ago. I don't know if it was, I don't think it was Paul Craig Roberts. The guy He is Cunningham. Cunning. I think that's his name. But anyway, he's a writer, and he writes in a lot of newspapers. And he was talking about the isolated president. As America tries to isolate others, she has become isolated, right? Well, let's look at this. He could have, he put it, but see, you don't look for the devil to give you all truth. If you are the president of America, you are the elected or selected representative of the nation. The majority of the nation and the elite chose you to represent the whole of the country, right? So, if the president orders war, it doesn't say Obama is at war with somebody. What does it say? America is at war with somebody, right? So, if Obama, the selected and elected president of America, is isolated, what does that tell us about America? She, too, is isolated, but they won't say it like that, will they? The devil won't tell you that, will she? They are always talking to you in code. But she has been isolated. But we knew that this day would come. Where's my fall of America? Come on, walk with me, brothers and sisters. See, and she's suffering the sword within and the sword without. On the international scene, her power is fleeting and waning from her. Within her own borders, hunger has arisen. Isolation and desolation has been determined all across her land. Cities are being bombed by the forces of nature. The ground troops have been sent in, the earthquakes and the sinkholes and the flood and the snow and the ice and the rain and the hard wind. They've been infested with all kinds of diseases and all kinds of critters that they've never had before. That's the Air Force. Allah has now invaded America. And he is fighting his own war. And it is good in our eyesight. Now let us go to something. If Obama is isolated, and I have my fall of America right here. Here we are, page 187. 187. Isn't that amazing? What's the code for 187? In the police manual, right? Come on, talk back to me. What's the code for 187? They have it all in their rap songs and all of that. So this is page 187 called America's Doom Fear. All right? And now we fear her doom all over the nation. She's been touched and tapped and hit and hugged by all kinds of diseases and forces of nature. Right? She's been isolated with on the outside of her borders. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that America would be isolated and she would be sanctioned also. Nothing would come in and nothing would go out at a time. We're heading towards that, brothers and sisters. He also said the day of her fall, all of those people whom she had defense with, all of those nations who had gone around the world with her in her desire to impose and maintain her hegemony would flee away from her because they would see what's coming on her and they would see that it was manifested by Almighty God Allah and they would run from her. They would abandon her. So when you look into NATO, brothers and sisters, America talking about the NATO machine, look past NATO and look where the law is through the mouth of his apostle. It's not too long where the NATO nations are going to start pulling out one by one as America's economy continues to fall and falter. As her military continues to get stretched in, as her provocations or becomes louder and more unstable, right? You'll see it. One by one, they're going to start leaving the great superpower, the great whore whom they once fornicated with on a daily basis. But again, as I go back, excuse me, and I say to you that Finian Cunningham, that's his name, Finian Cunningham. You Google one of his articles, Finian Cunningham. And he was talking about the isolated president, and he has a picture of Obama standing in a mirror, looking at his reflection, as that is his captured audience, and no one else is around him. I thought it was a beautiful picture. As soon as I saw it, I started laughing. So I knew exactly what it meant. So he says that he's isolated and the world leaders are no longer, his friends have become his enemies, and his enemies don't want nothing to do with it. And no kind of talk, no kind of negotiation. And they're also reporting that President Vladimir Putin has cut off all contact with his counterpart, which is Obama, right? Isolated. Again, I say, but the president is the leader. He's the selected by the elite and the elected by the people leader to represent the whole of America. So whenever the president and his administration becomes isolated internationally, that means that America has been isolated internationally, right? Listen to what Muhammad says. We fear the doom of America that is now cutting her to pieces. Look, don't you see all this stuff cutting her to pieces? The stuff on the outside, the walls, and on the inside, the stones, cutting her to pieces right now. The prophecy teaches us that her doom will come in one day. Death and mourning came to her in one day. One day means one year. Even after that, she shall utterly be burned with fire. Divine prophecy is that America will suffer isolation from the nations of the earth. The revelations of John of the Bible prophesy of America's doom. What did I just say Finian Cunningham says? That the American president is an isolated president, right? So if he is isolated, what does that say of America? She too is what? Isolated. Divine prophecy is that America will suffer isolation from the nations of the earth. Is Elijah Muhammad telling us the truth? Ask Finney and Cunningham. Ask him. He's telling you. Huh? This was an article written yesterday or day before yesterday. You can go to the Highlands 1555 blog and read it. Everything that Elijah Muhammad teaches, everything that he has said has or is coming true. We can watch it, we can look back, and we can see it unfold before our eyes. And this should not be so hard for you to see, because America is in trouble, brothers and sisters. We see she's been isolated, but also her currency is dying. Let's see if Blog Talk will let us play some of the clips that they blocked us from playing. And then we're going to go into something else, because I'm going to try to get a couple of clips, because they are also moving my clips around. So before they move some more of them around, I want you to listen to this.
Securing gold for people internationally. I'm talking about Rob Kirby of Kirby Analytics. Rob Kirby, thank you for joining us today on USA Watchdog.
Pleasure to be with you, Greg.
Well, you know, what I'm getting from people in little spits and spittles of comments on my site and on the YouTube channel, and I get, you know, hundreds of comments every day, and what I'm starting to see is these little comments about, well, nothing's happened. Why hasn't anything happened? Which I say 2013 was a gift. But why hasn't anything happened? And, you know, people like, I had Nomi Prinz on last week, and she said that, for sure we're going to have another crash. It should have happened already. And so that's where you come in, and you and your guys and your analysis is showing there's a reason why nothing's happened, because something has happened. What has happened?
A lot of things have happened, Greg. When it comes to money and fiat money, the creation of central banking, the amount of fiat money that needs to be created on a go forward basis rises exponentially over time. So much money is being created. Whether the Fed says they're tapering or whether the Fed says they're not tapering is irrelevant to what is really happening. The money is being created, and they have to find places to hide it. And I think we'll revisit that in just a couple minutes. But what else has happened? We see internationally, we see the likes of China and Russia setting up the provisions to trade internationally in other than dollars, because they know what's going on with the dollars, and they know that too many dollars are being created, and they know that this story of too many dollars being created ends very badly, because countries in Europe and countries in the East and particularly in China, Greg, because China is where fiat money was invented. They invented fiat money hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And so they've had their experiences with fiat money failing in the past. And they know that fiat money will fail again, because fiat money by its very nature is designed to fail. Fiat money by its very nature, needs to be, the supply of it or the amount of it outstanding needs to be increased. And the way it needs to be increased, in the beginning, it goes at a very, very, very steep incline, at a very shallow incline, and then you hit an inflection point where the amount of fiat money being produced has to literally go vertical. And we're basically transiting or have transited into the vertical part of that curve now, why the money's being created.
Was that 2008? Is that the inflection point, the meltdown?
Roughly 2008. And the only thing that the monetary elites can do to sometimes prolong or to delay that inflection point, Greg, is by lowering rates. And by pushing rates to zero, which they did roughly, call it 7 or 8 years ago, basically bought them some time. And a lot of things that the central bankers have been doing have been just nothing but buying time. We've seen it in the metals with the creation of the ETFs, SLV and GLD. That bought them time because it deflected the wanting of precious metals and physical precious metals specifically by creating these pseudo physical precious metals vehicles, which are widely people are widely told that GLD and SLV represent direct ownership of physical metal. I don't believe that's the case. I think those are frauds. And these things have deflected investment money that would have naturally wanted to go into physical precious metal, and it's put it into another paper or a promise to deliver metal program, which is what I view those as. But in terms of the money that's being created, Greg, it's really starting to hit home, and it's really starting to become very apparent the true scale of this Ponzi scheme, because we see a little nation like Belgium with their $480 billion GDP, and in the last three reporting months, namely December of 2013 through February of this year, we have seen the Central Bank of Belgium put $141 billion worth of U.S. government securities in the reserve account. And, this is, I guess, in aggregate now, they're holding something like $340 billion U.S. dollars in the reserve account. This is absolutely absurd. This is something that wouldn't even pass for a prank in the schoolyard. And this is an international game of hide the salami. The dollars have to be created, the debt has to be created, and the central bankers are running out of places where they can put the debt or hide the debt to basically keep people from saying uncle.
See, this is her madness. She doesn't know what to do. She is suffering inwardly and outwardly, but she's putting on a strong facade. She's trying to make you think that she's confident that she'll rebound out of this. All the while, she knows that God has come in person and that he has gripped her with a vice-like grip, and there's no breaking away. There's no escape from the divine decree, the divine judgment, which is now beating America. So in the midst of all of the storms, we are confident. I'm not just talking about the tornadoes hitting everywhere. I'm talking about all of the storms on every level. We are confident in our God. America's putting on a great act, a great show of prosperity. She's trying to make you believe. Now think about this. Her dollar's declining big time. The unemployment rate continues to rise even as she cooks the books. There are more people in urban America going down the tube and suburban America that is suffering just as urban America is, right? They're losing their houses. The housing market has tanked and is going lower. More people in urban America own food stamps and handouts, right? Over 50 million people in America. You just think about if there were no food stamps. Remember, at the time of the Great Depression, they have pictures of the long lines, right? Now just imagine if the food stamps weren't there. That would make those lines look like child's play for food. And you put the numbers, 50 million people on food stamps. They applied for food stamps, right? The average American family is 4.5 people. You do the math. If one person applies and you have 50 million of them apply, and the average family is 4.5 people, you do the math. And then you put that up against a population of between 315 and 320 million people, and that'll let you know where we are in the judgment of America. Hunger is spreading across America. I recall Messenger Muhammad was teaching, and he says, you're going to get so hungry, some of you will desire to eat dove. And you will if the other doesn't watch out. It will be a terrific hunger upon the people. A terrific one. This is to force the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter, to themselves. This is to break the crutches, break the staff of bread that America had, that we leaned on, that we reached out for, and to make us go for self under the guidance and instructions of Almighty God Allah through the blueprint laid out by his divine apostle, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If we refuse, now for those of you who are not followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and who are in all of these different organizations, who are in all of these different religions, if I were you, I would take that religion off of me as if I were taking off clothes and throw it in the fireplace. Because the Quran teaches us that no religion will be accepted on the day of resurrection other than Islam, as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I don't care if you watered it down, it won't be accepted. I don't care if you spruced it up, it won't be accepted. It has to be all in all of what God delivered to us through his apostle. If not, you are headed for the same destination as your enemies. I don't care how wise you are. I don't care how many books you read. I don't care if you're a vegetarian. I don't care if you try to live this way and that way. If you reject divine guidance in a time of God's grace and mercy on you, God will show you. He is not just a merciful God. He is a vengeful God also. And he will lay you low. There's no other way other than what Elijah Muhammad taught. There's no other way. There's no other direction. Elijah Muhammad is the right direction. So any other direction is what? The wrong direction. Well, I can go around the block and go up the street. No, that's the wrong direction. God said go straight forward. Well, I can go this way and we'll wind up in the same place at the end. No, we won't. You don't know if it's roadblocks around the corner. You don't know if it's a sinkhole in this street. You don't know if there's going to be an earthquake. You don't know if people are shooting around there. You don't. So God gives us the clear-cut passage, the clear-cut path, the clear-cut road to go. The safety zone is following and embracing Elijah Muhammad. You understand? And the reason he has given us this is because we are now at the end game of this devil. Now, I hope you let this play. Here we go again. See? Brothers and sisters, you see what I mean? The clip is playing, but you get no audio. This is Blog Talk. Now, you see why Allah's chastising them? They're doing everything they can to stop you from getting this truth. They don't mess with any show on Blog Talk like this. Huh? But it's all good, though, because God, the more, they're giving God more fuel for the fire. All right? We'll see if this next clip works right here. That hell, boy, I tell you what. Well, we're going to play this one then. They're not going to stop all of them.
Right. We're going to look at losers today in our headlines. Author of Oligarchy Paper says, the working class has lost. Martin Gillens, the Princeton University professor who co-authored the paper that basically argues that the U.S. is an oligarchy, said in an interview on Tuesday that he agreed with the ideas that the class war is over and that the working class has lost. Max's exact quote here is, I mean, for now, it certainly seems like it. The middle class has not done well over the past 3.5 decades and certainly has not done well during the Great Recession. The political system responded to the crisis in a way that led to a pretty nice recovery for economic elites and corporations.
Two ships passing in the night. Remember back when the Berlin Wall fell? It was claimed to be the end of history. Some fellow named Fukuyama, I believe, wrote a big piece about this is the end. Capitalism has won. Democracy has won. But what we have found is that it was more in terms of the collapse gap, as Dmitry Orlov speaks about. The old Soviet Union collapsed. They're moving away from oligarchy. America is collapsing now, and they're moving toward oligarchy. I think that's what people don't understand about the Russia-America dynamic, is that Russia is moving away from the oligarchical past, from the state control, command and control. America is moving toward autocracy and the gulag, the casino gulag state is becoming America. That's what the dynamic that people miss.
And all while the white scientists are telling you this, that America's collapsed, you hear it. All of the economic scholars, they're saying that it is a mathematical certainty that she will fall. There's a mathematical impossibility for her to rebound and to get out of this thing. Mathematics is Islam, and Islam is mathematics, right? And they're telling you that there's no way she can break free of the condition and the situation that is now plaguing her. You hear it all the time in the press. You hear it all the time on the alternative media. The alternative media, they're going to give you some news, but they're not going to give it to you in the light of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They're not going to completely tell you everything. That's not in the devil's nature to give you this. But Allah is forcing them to give you semblance of the truth. All what you hear them tell you that has been forced out of them, not that they have so much love. They didn't tell you 10 years ago. They didn't tell you 20 years ago. They didn't tell you 40 years ago, right? But today, they're opening up. We have no more gold. Well, Elijah Muhammad said that in 1967. Well, America is no longer a republic. Well, Muhammad already told you that, right? He told us that long before they opened the world. If you look, go to the Hines 1555 blog. We played the clip on here before. 1967, not only did Elijah Muhammad teach us about the gold being gone from Fort Knox, he taught us everything that you hear Peter Schiff, Mark Faber, Gerald Celente, who made hundreds of millions of dollars for this advice. Elijah had already told us. He had gone into the dollar being robbed of its silver and its gold and what that would mean to America. I'm talking about in the election. I'm not just talking about in the fall of America. Go listen to the 1967 and the 1966 lectures that he gave. He spoke on this long before they ever spoke a word, before someone was even born. But you don't hear them. You don't see alternative media giving credit to where it's due, because that is not their nature, especially to give it to Elijah Muhammad, the Lamb of God. Because if they would tell the people the true source of all of this, then the people would say, well, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to turn to Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Maybe it's time for me to bow to his intermediary that he put here, Elijah Muhammad. I'm not telling you something that I cannot prove. I've already played clips about it. I'm not telling you something that I'm divining or making up. I'm telling you the truth of proof that I have already presented before the people. All one has to do is go look back over the shows. They're too numerous for me to remember which show is which, you see. But all one has to do is go through the library, the archives they call it, to see whether or not Rashid Muhammad is telling you the truth. America is falling, brothers and sisters, and you still, I'm going to do this with this devil, and I got my degree in such and such, and I just joined a frat, and when I get this degree here, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to do that. I'm going to run this business, and then I'm going to work for the devil for 10 years, and then I'm going to get me a good pension, and I'm going to go for myself. That's what you say. But this is what the devil is saying. Listen to this.
Today's date is April 24, 2014. It's now 4:36 p.m. on the California coast. And up next, do you see this happening in your hometown or city, folks? Yeah, retailers going out of business, and that means not only is the product line going away, but also jobs are going away. Retail tsunami of bankruptcies and closings now sweeping America. This is by J.D. Hives of naturalnews.com, and it's dated April 24, 2014. A combination of factors is causing a rash of store closings for many of the nation's retailers, moves which will affect scores of Americans who rely on them for employment. According to the site WealthyDebates.com, a retail tsunami is sweeping the country as one major retailer after another announces plans to trim floor space and outlets, even as the Obama administration and the mainstream media report improving employment opportunities. As further reported by the CNBC, get ready for the next era in retail, one that will be characterized by far fewer shops and smaller stores. Well, that's a shame, folks. I really enjoy the small businesses. I like them better than, you know, going to a bigger store. That's just how I feel about it. But on Tuesday, Sears said that it will shutter its flagship store in downtown Chicago in April. It's the latest of about 300 store closures in the U.S. that Sears has made since 2010. The news follows announcements earlier this month of multiple store closings from major department stores JCPenney and Macy's. And that is just a very small list of retailers. There are plenty of others planning similar cuts, both large and small, as compiled by the WealthyDebates.com. And here they are. Staples. This office supplier has said it will close 225 stores by 2015. How many of you shop at Staples for your office supplies, computers, and so forth? Which amounts to about 15% of its total chain. Oh. Next, Radio Shack. The chain has announced plans to close 20% of its retail stores this year, which could be as many as 1,100 stores. Wow. Albertsons. How many of you have shopped at Albertsons? According to Supermarket News, this grocery chain shuttered 26 stores in January and February of this year. Some industry analysts say that more Albertsons stores could close because the chain's owner, hedge fund Cerebras Capital Management, recently purchased a rival grocery chain, Safeway. Though some of those could be shut down soon as well. Abercrombie and Fitch. 24/7 Wall Street reports that the hip clothing retailer, made popular in song during the 1990s, plans to close 220 of its stores by the end of 2015. Wow. Also, the company plans to shutter an entire chain that it owns, Gilly Hicks, which has about 20 stores. Barnes & Noble. This bookseller will close one-third of its stores within the next year, or about 218 locations. Barnes & Noble has already closed its flagship New York City store. There goes the books. JCPenney. More economic trouble lies ahead for this iconic retailer. JCPenney plans to shut down 33 more stores in the coming months at a cost of 2,000 employees.
Toys R Us. A New Jersey newspaper, The Record, reports that the toy seller will close 100 locations soon. And there goes the toys. Sweet Bay Supermarket. The food chain will close all 17 stores it operates in the Tampa Bay area. Okay, many of them may reopen as Winn-Dixie locations. Yipes. Lohmann's. This entire chain of discount clothing stores in the New York City region has ceased physical retail operations. Lohmann's, once operating 39 stores according to the New York Times, and was considered an icon by many generations of New Yorkers. Sears. Yes, even legacy retailers are taking hits. Sears Holdings, according to industry analyst John Kernan, in an interview with CNN, will likely shed another 500 stores this year. Quiznos. The small sandwich chain has filed for bankruptcy, according to reports, and is liable to close many, if not most, of its 2,100 locations. There goes the sandwiches. Esparo. This fast food chain serving pizza and Italian food operates mostly in malls, and, well, malls are dying. So the retailer's business is dying with them. Reports say Sbarro's will close 155 locations in the U.S. and Canada in the coming months, or 20% of all its stores. Other retailers in trouble? Well, they include Ruby Tuesday, Red Lobster, and Ralph's, a subsidiary of food seller Kroger. What's going on? Why so many closures? I can think of a lot of reasons. One of the reasons has to do with the Internet. Shopping for items online has been a growing phenomenon for the past decade, as evidenced by the growth of online retailers like Amazon and, ironically, Barnes & Noble. Another has to do with the lack of economic growth in sectors of the economy that affect average Americans. While big banks and large corporations continue to do well on Wall Street, thanks in large part to government subsidies and corporatism, retailers at the mom-and-pop level have had a hard time, as higher energy prices, government policies, and remember Obamacare, and other anti-business factions work to reduce GDP. And it's only going to get worse from here. Okay. Sobering report. Well, folks, best thing to do is to support your local businesses in your own communities. That's going to do it for this report. I'll put a link.
All praise is due to Allah. You still believe that you have a chance here with this devil. You still believe that he can provide for you. And you hear the list. The list kept going and kept going, and all of the majors. Now, there was one thing that she said that I didn't agree with at the end, when she said that a lot of this was happening because of online sales. Excuse me. And at the same time, she says because of Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Well, if you listen to her good, at the beginning of her list as she goes down, Barnes and Noble is one of the bookstores that's shutting down and shuttering a third of their books. So this could not be the same rationale, right? I listen very well, brothers and sisters. I listen good. But you don't want to hear it. You are in love with this world, and you are in love with this life, which is fleeting. It is passing away as smoke as you push it out of your hand. It's gone. Poof, gone. Right? But you still believe that you have a job with the white man. You still believe you have time with this world. You better hurry, 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 as Muhammad put it in words. Right? Because the time, it's the most important thing that we can talk on. And we're at the end time of this world. And yet you still don't believe it, no matter what kind of proof is being presented to you. You are the prodigal son. You are a hard-hearted, hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious people. And Muhammad says, since we, the black people, were kidnapped and forced into this world of the white race, we must be forced out of this world. It is not that you, my people, will accept by just having the freedom to accept of your own choice. Stop right there. Stop right there. See, brothers and sisters, we're calling for unity. And because that is our mantra. That is what we're supposed to do as we're trumpeting the truth, right? But in all actuality, Scripture must be fulfilled. We're supposed to do our due, but Scripture must be fulfilled. And the black people here in America, you know, they get them a little wisdom, a little knowledge. They read them 10 books, and boy, look at here. You got hell on your hands then, because they think they know everything. Especially when they get it where they can recite it verbatim. But look, Muhammad says they're not going to come to me. They're not going to come to this truth just by having the choice to do so. I don't care how plain you make it. They're not going to come to it. They're going to have to be forced into it, because the devil has had his time with them. The devil has given them like minds, like spirits. And they are fascinated with what the devil says and what the devil presents to them and what the devil wants for them. So God now breaks the devil down, destroys the illusion of the devil, and whips you in the process and forces you into submission, right? He says, since we, the black people, kidnapped and forced into this world, forced, we were brought here in chains, we were killed and beaten and dehumanized, that's forced, right? We must be forced out of it. We must go through a spiritual cleansing, right? So all that you held dear to you, your job, and if your woman is not right, your woman. If your man is not right, your man. If your children are not right, your children. Allah will use those things which you desire, which is close to you, to beat you into submission. He doesn't have to go and take carpenter's tools. He just wills it, and it is. So he takes that which is around you, takes you, and takes and adds circumstances and conditions, and all of this put together produces the chastisement upon you. And after you get enough of it, you know, some of you be, I can travel this place. I have this amount of money in the bank. I can do this. Well, what you going to do when the devil take the money out of the bank? Just like that. Well, that won't happen. It happened in Greece. That won't happen here. It happened in Europe. That won't happen here. Well, they're putting in the laws right now to have it happen. Right? What are you going to do when your money is of no value? What are you going to do when you can't feed yourself? What are you going to do when you lose your house? That fancy car you like to shine every week. You take better care of the vehicle than you do your own body. What are you going to do when that pretty woman leaves you? What are you going to do when she gives you hell? What are you going to do when that man gives you hell and stop giving you the material things that you so lovingly desire? Huh? The same way you were beaten into this world, you've got to be beaten out of it. He says, it is not that you, my people, will accept by just having the freedom to accept of your own choice. No. He emphasized that with the word no, emphatically. He says, you will have to be punished, divinely beaten and destroyed until you accept Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, as your God and Savior, as I and thousands of my followers have and are doing. Now, you still believe, well, I've been on the job for 30 years and I'm going to retire. Yeah, but if you retire, where your money at? Don't you see how they took a whole city pension from them in Detroit? People had worked 30 years. They took it. Right? They cut it. They slashed it to the bare minimum. Look at these surrounding counties in California and Oregon, how they have taken the people's pension. How they have sliced their living conditions by slicing the pension. But you never thought that that day would come. But that's the hand of God forcing you into submission. Because you don't want to do for self. You don't want to really follow Muhammad. You want to quote him. You don't really want to follow him. You love brotherhood so long as it comes on your terms. You love sisterhood so long as you the center of attention. You love these things. But it is not about what you want. It is not about what you love. Well, it is about what you love. If you don't love Master Farhad Muhammad, you live in hellfire. So it's about Allah and what he desires and how you must square up your desires and your love with what he loves and what he desires. Else you find yourself on the opposite side of an angry God. You still believe that the devil can give you a job, even in the midst of what they're telling you, as he's cutting it off daily. Wicked to the core. Wicked to the core. And you still believe. And Muhammad says this right here. If America wants to offer us a better side of her, why not offer something of permanent good, such as a portion of the country, a few states, for our ever-increasing population? Will the white man fool himself in continuously making promises to us that he knows he cannot fulfill? He has his own problems of unemployment. What did that woman say? JCPenney. Closing down stores in Chicago. Sears. Closing down stores in Chicago. Now the Sears Tower resides in Chicago. This is to show you how deep the judgment is on America. The place where the headquarters resides, they're closing a lot of stores, right? Woman says, will the white man fool himself in continuously making promises to us that he knows he cannot fulfill? He has his own problems of unemployment, with the ever-increasing unemployed of his own kind fleeing from Asia and Africa, plus the loss of foreign trade. Can we hope for him to care for us and our children forever? Then he puts it in emphatical terms. No! We need a place on this earth that we can call our own and go to work and produce our own needs. And this will provide us with employment for our unemployed. Let no man deceive you. We are face to face with the change of world. This is what all of it is about. But America puts on a brave face. You know, she's the queen of deception. She's the arch deceiver. She is what I call Walt Disney. She can make anything appear fair-seeming. But when the curtain falls, that by divine decree, and there's no jobs, no food, no shelter, other than in the name of Almighty God Allah, there will be no encores. She's fallen. And we've just about entered the end of her play, Act 3. She's in trouble. And you, my black brother, you, my black sister, better wake up, because something is really, really taking place in America. As I'm talking to you, I know the time is limited, but we're going to go over, because I got to bring Brother Minister Johnny. But something hit me, and I'm going to play a clip. But before I play this clip, as it hits me, I'm reaching for something. For Mr. Black Man. Okay? Give me a second, brothers and sisters. Something just came to me. All right. Turn the page 273-274, okay? Message to the black man. And when I read this clip, when I read this chapter, I'm going to play a clip. And I want you to see whether or not, tell me whether or not Elijah Muhammad is on time and in time, and how time had to catch up to him, and how we are watching his words being manifested openly right before our eyes in world events, in national events. And all of these things that are happening right here at home and abroad. And if what I'm saying, what Muhammad's saying is not true, I offer my life. I offer my life. All right? I want you to pay close attention to this. All right? We'll go at the bottom. He says, I warn you to let their destruction, when he's talking about ancient Babylon, right? I warn you to let their destruction serve as a warning for America. This people has gone to the limit in doing evil. As God dealt with ancient people, so will he deal with the modern Babylon, America. As God says, Son of Man, when the people sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it and will break the staff of bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Ezekiel 14:13. We see with our own eyes, but the wicked Americans are too proud to confess that they see the bread of America gradually being cut off. Take a look in the Southwest and the Middle West. See the hand of Allah at work against modern Babylon to break the whole staff of her bread for her evils done against his people, the so-called Negroes. I'm going to stop right there because I want to reiterate something. They were talking about that America is in the midst of a famine. Prices will go higher and higher as the dollar declines in its value, but also as the commodities become scarcer. In America and around the globe, prices will skyrocket. As one guy was saying on one of the clips I wanted to play to you, he says, as he was talking about some little small commodity, I can't think of it, but it wasn't much more than a glass of juice or something. And one of the clips that I wanted to play you, he was saying, as the prices go up, he said, I'm talking about $10 or $15 for one. This is what he was saying. Now, if you're working all week and you bring home $500 after taxes, and gas is $25 or $30 a gallon, and you got to drive from 30 minutes away, and you got to pay your rent, and you got to pay this, and you got to pay that. Everything's exploding in prices except your pay. The commodities becomes more scarce because of the drought, because of the bans, because of the sanctions. We're looking at famine. We're looking at hunger like you've never seen it before, right? Let's go a little further. Texas and Kansas were once two of the nation's proudest states. Kansas, known for her wheat, and Texas for its cattle, corn, cotton, corn, and many other vegetables and fruits. They are today in the grip of a drought. Aren't they in the grip of a drought? Matter of fact, Texas is in the, just like California, Texas is in the grip of one of the greatest droughts that it has ever faced. And the drought has become so great upon Texas that the farmers are selling their cattle without taking them to the slaughter because to feed them is unbearable for them, their pockets. Even while you have floods happening in some cities, 30 inches of rain in an hour. 30 inches. Huh? The rest of the state, 70 or 80% of the state, the areas that produce the food under extreme drought. The drought that lasted from 2012. It is still in effect right now in Texas, brothers and sisters. Go look at the Hiram's 1555 blog and Google in our search engine, Texas drought. Not only do we have the pictures and the diagrams, we have the videos of them. All right? So we're not just saying these things popping off. We're telling you the time of where we are. Muhammad goes further and says, they are today in the grip of a drought, continuous raging dust storms. Their riverbeds lie bare. Their fish stinking on the banks and dry parched mud. Stop right there. Then they have pictures about the fish all along the shorelines. They didn't know what happened to them. They were just on the shorelines dead, stinking. We have that on the Hiram's 1555 blog. He says, when the rain comes, it brings very little relief and does more damage than good. Snow comes, it brings not joy, but death and destruction. After the snow comes more dust storms. With the rain comes hailstones, very large stones. America has not seen the large hailstones. She will see hailstones the size of small blocks of ice breaking down crops, trees, and roofs of homes, killing cattle and fowl. We've seen that in the last few weeks, haven't we? On the videos, in the news, blocks of ice coming out of the sky. I'm talking about look like coolers, killing cattle. Right? This is what Muhammad says. He says, behind this terrific earthquake, the people frightened, killed, much sickness, and death will be widespread. There will be an earthquake on the West Coast that is going to cause mass death hunger, disease, and poverty. And after that earthquake, there will be a great one. Not too long after that, that's going to level the West Coast off. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches it. And time will bring it about, brothers and sisters. As a matter of fact, we got an article that I've been holding it, but I'm going to put it out this week. I've been holding on to it. About the scientists of America. They are now quietly preparing, and we've got the devil saying this. They are now quietly preparing for a major catastrophic earthquake that is going to level the West Coast. We've got the devil saying this. The scientists talking about this. Right? Furthermore, Muhammad says, behind this terrific earthquake, the people frightened, killed, much sickness and death will be widespread. You are getting a token of it now with the tremors, with the hunger, with the Ebola virus and the pig, the mad cow disease and the deer ticks and all of this stuff and the swine flu and all of this stuff, the mad diseases and stuff that are going around. Muhammad says you're getting a token of it now. On the outside. Now, look, we just discussed what's going on in the inside, right? He says, and on the outside, a threat of an atomic war between the nations of the earth. Yet you have your eyes closed at the manifest judgment of Allah going on in your midst to bring this country to a naught. This is the manifest judgment of Allah to bring America to her knees for her mistreatment of you and I. Rejoice, black man and black woman, for your redemption is nigh. God in the person of Master Farad Muhammad will not be defeated. He cannot be overcome. This is our day because we are with Muhammad, and Muhammad is the second self of God, and God cannot be overcome. The threat of atomic war on the outside, Muhammad says.
We are marching, my friends, towards what all analysts openly say, all analysts I've seen on television or read across the political spectrum say could easily lead to thermal nuclear war. Russian submarines carrying supersonic hydrogen bomb-tipped cruise missiles are now popping up off the coast of the United States. Clearly, to launch attacks, if given the go-ahead codes, against U.S. East Coast sub-bases and aircraft carrier bases. Russia is openly saying that they are prepared for nuclear war if any of the globalist forces in Ukraine launch attacks on Russian interest. This is being done, my friends, so that they can bring Europe into a greater crisis and keep the EU from collapsing and suck tens of trillions more out of taxpayers to inject it into the globalist derivatives crime syndicate. And Soros has openly said that they need this crisis to bring in a new Marshall Plan. This is epic. And I want to now go to the current things that are happening, then to the past and then to the future of the different scenarios that we face, ladies and gentlemen. This is out of CNBC. Russia wants to start World War III. Ukrainian prime minister, whose deputy prime minister openly does Hitler salutes and wears swastikas. Again, this is all over the top. That's mainstream news. This is who Obama and the globalists put in power when Ukraine wouldn't vote 3.5 months ago to join the EU. I almost wish they would have, so this wasn't happening. Ukraine's always been part of Russia in the East. Russia's grabbing its gas lines. The NATO general said yesterday, we are there to cut off their gas to Europe to teach Russia a lesson. Well, that's all Russia's got is its gas money. It's oil money. They're trying to collapse Russia. They've got all these different groups like Pussy Riot and the rest of them in there trying to foment the overthrow of that government, really trying to push the Russians into confrontation. And again, I'm not a fan of the Russian leadership, but they're not starting it. They're not expanding. They're hanging on by their toenails. Russia wants to start World War III. These are the headlines. CNBC, AP, Ukraine foreign minister, ready to fight Russia. Calls on the West for more troops that are landing in Ukraine and Poland with special forces and CIA, Hind helicopters that the Russians gave the Ukrainians, now under Western control, and tanks and armor, burning buildings, smoke, cities being invaded that are Russian enclaves, ethnic enclaves. And Lavrov said 3 days ago, on Monday, or on Wednesday, I guess, was it Tuesday, 3 days ago, it's Friday now, time just flies, that if you keep attacking Russian interests, we'll attack you. And what did Putin come out and say? He said Bloomberg last night warns of consequences as Ukraine steps up offensive. Bloomberg, Ukraine steps up offensive. We told you dozens and dozens of times when this all started in the last few months that they'll go in, they'll take over, then they'll start persecuting the Russian-held areas. The Russian areas will declare independence. Then the West will call them terrorists, not freedom fighters. When they just called the Western groups freedom fighters, they will go in with military and attack them, and the Russians will come into the Russian ethnic areas to give them aid, as they pledged to do, and then if NATO keeps pushing, it'll become a theater war. And the Russians have said, if you start using high-tech missiles and weapons against our helicopters and against our armor, we will target NATO bases with mobile missile launchers with ICBMs. I said, Russia will act the same as Georgia. Said that a month ago. Now Lavrov said 3 days ago, he said, we will act just as we did in Georgia. I've watched their press conferences, and here's the deal about the Russians. They actually don't lie that much. They just send the tax police to your house to break your nose if you don't pay. They don't make stuff up. You understand that? They didn't make it up with Napoleon or Hitler. They're not going to make it up now. You come up against their borders, they'll attack you.
You are getting a token of it now. On the outside of America, a threat of an atomic war between the nations of the earth. Yet you have your eyes closed at the manifest judgment of Allah going on in your midst to bring this country to naught. Is Elijah Muhammad right? Am I lying? Have I divined these things? Huh? Or is the world now bearing witness to every word spoken by that man? It's up to you to make the choice, make the decision. I'm not going to tongue wrestle with you. The truth is too clear. It's too plain. It's too evident. Because we're at the last stages of the American empire. And as she goes before the audience and takes her final bow, when the curtain falls, there will be no encore. On that note, let me bring in our Brother Minister John Muhammad. I say unto you, my brother, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God who came in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. We forever thank Allah and thank Allah and thank Allah for coming, raising up among you and I our beloved leader, teaching guide, the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and my beloved sisters, we should be happy if we are walking in truth. And if we know truth, we should be happy that our God have arrived and is here with us to protect us from our open enemy. And now today, as we look with our eyes and we hear with our ears and we see what is taking place among you and I, the so-called American Negro, as the giants fall around the world and the chief wanted that, you and I are standing in the world naked. Those of us who have accepted Islam and is following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and with clothes on. We are clothed in ourselves with the garment of righteousness, with the garment of truth. And black people of America, the so-called American Negro, as you stand nude in the world, everyone comes to America. America takes a spot, a shot at you. Nobody want us. Nobody look for us to do anything. But those of you and I who have taken on the garment of righteousness, standing in the wilderness of North America, declaring Allah to be our God who came in the person of Master Farhan Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. We stand in America with this on. And as we see the old world is falling, and the people are falling with the old world. Young men and young women falling. They're falling because Almighty God Allah is causing our people to fall, and they are falling. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us this day. He says, black man and black woman, come to yourself. Come to your and my salvation. Come to success. Success is Allah who came in the person of Master Farhan Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. But in order to come to him, you got to come through and to his ambassador, whom he raised from the dead, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of God. Now we see in every village, and we see in every town, black people stand before the world naked, know not truth. They stand there naked, and everyone see them shine them, and everyone see them go and walk on the other side. But you and I today, the black man and woman of America, and especially those who have accepted Allah to be our God and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to be our messenger, we are wrapping ourselves up in divine protection. We're wrapping ourselves up in divine protection of Master Farhan Muhammad, whom all praise is due forever, through his messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We today, as the old world take its clothes off, and as you begin to take yours off, black brother, you don't need to go down that road. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that we need to go and down the road of righteousness, down that road that God has put us on, that in order for us to see the hereafter, after God destroyed the wicked. But the righteous shall live. The righteous shall eat. The righteous shall be together in brotherhood and sisterhood, hugging and kissing each other and saying, As-salam alaykum, brother, and As-salam alaykum, sister. Oh, what a wonderful time. Oh, what a wonderful day this would be. We are blessed by Allah. We are blessed by Allah because Allah came to us, and he has given us ourselves. What is ourselves? Ourselves is a righteous Muslim. He has given us ourselves. We didn't know ourselves. We were running from ourselves, but now he has acquainted us with ourselves. So are there any other person other than ourselves? Say, I beg your pardon, unless they're blind, deaf, and dumb. My beloved brothers and sisters, as we see this world of Satan
as we see this world that God is causing to fall. And we hear the cry of the war clouds abroad at home. My beloved brothers and sisters, we hold fast to Allah and His messenger. And we say with a strong voice that Allah is God, and besides Him there is no God, and that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is His messenger. So let us look and let us hold fast. And I know time is essence, so I'll turn it back in the hands of Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad of As-Salaamu Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Salaam, Brother. Wa Alaikum Salaam. And for those of you who are still listening to the show, we thank you for holding on with us and staying the whole of the show. We know we go over most times on the show. But I want to say this to you before we go off the air. If someone would remind me on the next show, there's something that I want to share with you about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that most of you probably don't know. And it was shared with me by Brother Saladin. And as he was teaching me about the circle of hypocrites around the messenger. And so we got together Sunday as normal, and he said, "Brother, I want to show you something." This was before all the brothers got together to meet. He said, "Come over." So I came to his house, and he showed me. So he said, "Brother, I want you to watch this video of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm not going to say nothing to you. I want you to watch it and watch it closely." And what I saw on that video of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad by those who call themselves his followers was enough to make me want to go back in time and slap every last one of them who were on stage. This is something that you would want to listen to. So for those of you who are listening to me right now on the air, on the next show, Thursday show, please raise your hand and remind me, if I haven't brought it up, raise your hand and remind me to speak on the video that Brother Saladin shared with me of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And as I saw it, I was so enraged, and I looked over at him, and he was shaking his head. He said, "You see what I was telling you? You see what I was saying?" I said, "Yes, sir. I see it." And when you find out about this, those of you who love the messenger, you will be enraged. You will be very mad, and then I'm going to give you the video. I'm going to give you the year. I'm going to give you all of the information that you can check it out for yourself and see whether or not I am lying, or whether or not I'm embellishing it, or whether or not